going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Take Command podcast, a podcast hosted by me, Craig Hoffman, with him, Logan Paulson, where I have to resist doing a British accent to start the show because Logan is back off vacation from London. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. You guys did a good job while I was away, or you did a good job. And then obviously the show with Jeremy was a ton of fun. So
he's a fun guy, that Jeremy Green. Interesting. And also, again, thanks to John Kime for giving us so much time on the mailbag episode early in the week. It was really fun to talk to those guys, get some different perspectives on some things, talk through some things. But we are excited because, Logan, it is finally here. It is NFL draft week, and we are going to spend the bulk of today's show going over your big board because you have made your final big board for the 2025 draft. Of course, this is final because we're basically out of time. We will then use this big board in part to do one final mock draft later on in the week. So stay tuned for that. Our schedule is a little up in the air for the week as is, but we promise you at least one more mock draft before the actual thing. And then we are still deciding our plans for Thursday night/Friday morning, but certainly by midday on Friday, we'll have something to you on whatever happens in the first round. So this is why you subscribe, because sometimes your boys are not the best schedulers. And then whenever something happens, it's right there in your feed on the audio. Or of course, you get a notification that says, hey, new video from the Team 980 or 106.7 The Fan. They got the boys talking football again. So Logan, let's dive into your big board. It is a thin big board at the top. Talk us through tier one real quick, and then if we can compare it to, say, last year and how many guys were at the top in this upper echelon. Just what are we talking about in terms of a lack of elite talent in this draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's only three kind of like top tier prospects. You know, I was really tempted to put like Colston Loveland, the tight end for Michigan, in there, but obviously the injury last year kind of pulled me back off that. Mason Graham was another guy that I thought about putting in the first tier, but he just didn't. I think the thing about Mason Graham is like you can set your watch by him. He plays with great hands, plays with great base, is productive in the run game, but I didn't really see any of that top end pass rush, you know, which is kind of what you're hunting for with that defensive tackle spot. So I think he's a good player. I think he's kind of one of the safer picks in the draft, but you know, like what is his ceiling is the question. So ultimately you end up with Ashton Jeanty, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter kind of in that order. And you know, I think maybe I switch Ashton Jeanty and Travis Hunter, but the only thing with Travis Hunter that I have a hard time with is just like, does the NFL know what to do with him? And I just get really concerned about that, because I think in any other year, you know, he's probably not a top five or top 10 corner. He's probably not a top five, not top 10 wide receiver.
And when you say that, you mean a top 10, top five pick, not a top, like he would be near the top of any either corner class or receiver class in most years. Just he wouldn't be necessarily a top 10 pick at either position or a top five pick at either position.
Yeah. Like I think about some of the corners that I've watched, you know, Sauce Gardner, who's the corner in Houston now. He just got Stingley. Yeah, Stingley. Like he's not as good as those guys. And again, he's a very good player, but he's not as good as those guys. I think about the receivers that we watched last year. You know, your Malik Nabers, your Roma Dunze's, your Harrison's, and I felt like he's good, but he's not in that same tier. But I think it speaks to kind of the quality of the draft class this year. And again, like there are some issues that I have with him in terms of, like, he's not super polished, he's not super refined, he's not playing every down as hard as he can, which makes sense because he's playing like 140 snaps a game. So I just, there's a little bit of uncertainty there for me about like best use for him and best kind of fit. So yeah, but ultimately I fell on the fact that he's a special, special talent. We haven't really seen anybody do anything close to what he's done ever. In at least in, to my knowledge, maybe you go back to like the 40s and the 50s, there's guys that are playing both ways, but in the modern era NFL, you haven't. So he's just a special football player, great ball skills, great instincts for the game, great athlete. So he's a top tier guy, but the point to your original question is there's only three of them. So,
yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about Hunter, because we haven't talked about him yet.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of interest. One, I would say that ironically, the guy who maybe most did this recently was Deion. Deion played a little bit of offense back in the day for San Francisco and Dallas. They'd use him in very, very select small packages.
Like Champ Bailey, too.
Yeah, Champ is another guy that very, very small select. But those guys are primarily corners, which I think is what most people think that Hunter's best use is. But Cleveland might use him more on offense. Like with where their roster is at and what they need, they might actually look at him as a wide receiver. And I think the interesting thing in trying to project him in either position is he's never spent dedicated time at either one. And again, we don't know if he will. He had the big, you know, bold statement last week where he's like, if I don't get to play both ways, like I'm not playing football. Like he clearly wants to do both. Now, what does that mean? If that means he wants to play full time both, like, buddy, you got a reckoning coming to you, because that's not going to happen in the NFL. You can't dedicate the time to the details and the game plans. And not to mention, there's no southeast west directional state on the schedule. It's 17 NFL games. That is a different kind of grind. But if he is spending most of his time, let's go corner first. Like if you know you're projecting him out a couple years and saying, hey man, you're going to get top flight cornerback skills training from an NFL DB's coach, and you're going to spend time on it in a way that you never have been able to before, what kind of cornerback is he? Is he on the Stingley, Sauce Gardner, Patrick Surtain type of class, or is he a step below that in your mind in terms of a projection?
I think there are people that you'd ask and they'd say, yeah, he is in that same group. To me, I worry about body size a little bit and just general physicality and his ability to tackle and play the game physically the way those guys play the game. So again, that's one concern. Like, how does he match up against bigger receivers? But he does have good play strength. So, you know, I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth, and he does have like this superpower ability to track and catch the football. So maybe I personally am a little
the
bit
ceiling's
skeptical.
There.
Yeah. I'm a little bit skeptical because of the body size. I think that's going to limit what he ultimately can be because of the strength. But he moves well. He's got a great feel. Like, you can see his ability to, like, the fact that he plays receiver. He understands route concepts really well. He understands spacing. He's a very, very smart football player. So I say he's close. I'd probably put him in a tier below, or like, you know, my confidence that he reaches that kind of first tier is a little bit lower than that. But I think the ceiling's there for sure.
And then same question at wide receiver. Your team, like Cleveland, maybe sees him more useful to your roster. And like, again, he's never gotten that really high level receiver coaching to the level of detail that you need to excel at the NFL level. But he clearly has got a great feel for it. Like his you know, kind of knack for coming back for the ball and like just doing some of the instinctual things that the best receivers do.
Yeah,
it's there. So what happens if you polish him up? Like, what kind of receiver can he be? Can he be a top 10 receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting question. Because like right now, I think he's a better corner. Like when you just watch the film, I think he's better at that side of the football. But I think he's got a higher ceiling playing receiver. I think his body type, we've seen smaller receivers do well. He just catches the football. You mentioned some of the nuanced stuff he does well. He does have like this slasher's mentality when he gets the football in his hand.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I think he could be a top 10 player. Again, the body size is a little bit concerning because there are times where you see guys get hands on him or he gets disrupted or he just is not a big man. And the other thing that's a little bit concerning, and again, he's a good football player. He's one of the three best football players in this draft class, depending on who you talk to. Maybe the best, obviously, depending on who you talk to. But the thing that I keep coming away from with him is just, is he as fast as people think? Is he as strong as people think? Because he didn't run a 40. He did his pro day. He did the field workout, all that stuff. He worked out exclusively as a wide receiver. And again, if you are going to be a top 10 player at the position, you need an elite trait. Like, I don't think he runs routes like Justin Jefferson. He could. He's kind of wired that same way in terms of twitch. He doesn't have the kind of after the catch ability of like a Ja'Marr Chase or a Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have the size of like an A.J. Brown. So there is, I do have my doubts, you know, like, is he just a really good two in an offense? Maybe, because the size, the physicality, the lack of top end, like vertical juice is something that comes to mind. But again, we're nitpicking here a little bit, a very good football player.
Yeah, it was interesting because like Derek Klassen on the Athletic Football Show is like, this dude's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. And I understand why he says it, but also have the same questions, right? Like, you think about one of the best athletes I've ever seen. You think of a guy like Nicky Manwari, the safety from South Carolina, who's got the craziest testing numbers of probably anyone in this class because he did all the stuff. But is he fluid, and does he track the ball well? Like, there's more to athleticism than, and we've talked about this throughout this process in chunks and spurts, in fits and starts, but like, there is more to being an athlete than running fast and jumping high. It's how do you connect all your skills together? How do you turn, how do you decelerate is actually often just as important, if not more important than accelerating. But you still do have some of that stuff. Like Ja'Marr Chase he's only 6'1", but he is like chiseled, rocked up, strong, and he runs a 4.3. Like, Travis Hunter's not that. So can his fluidity and smoothness and quick cutting ability, like I'd assume that his three cone would be pretty elite if he ran that. Like, is that enough to make up for the lack of top end juice when you are at the NFL level and the best of the best corners have that and they have some, you know, much closer movement skills than whoever you're playing against in the Pac-12?
Yeah, I think that's ultimately the question that I keep coming back to. Again, because the athleticism comment, I totally understand that. Like, and I'm glad that you're making the distinction there, because I do think he's a tremendous athlete. He's a tremendous, like, physical, kinesthetic problem solver in a way. And it's funny, like, when you're doing, I did these write-ups for every single, I had to do 100 little write-ups because this big board is going to go up on the Commander's website. But I'm going through writing them up, and I come to a guy, and I'm like, Cade Moderno from UCLA is a really good example of this, like the linebacker. He's one of the best athletes I've ever seen. But he didn't run a 4.2. He didn't, you know, jump out the gym. He tested well, but he just has like this crazy movement competency. And I think Travis Hunter kind of falls in the same boat. And it's just about, is that, you know, Justin Jefferson didn't run a fast 40, but he's got this crazy ability to double stick and work stems. And he has a great feel as a route runner, but he's played receiver his whole life, right? And so can Travis Hunter use this physical competency that we're talking about to develop some of that stuff is really the ultimate question, because the athleticism and the, I cannot overstate like how well he tracks the football, how well he attacks the football in the air. Like it's one of the most impressive skill sets in the entire class. If you're looking for like a superpower, like that's what he does well. So maybe, but it needs a little bit of polish, needs a lot of work to get him to kind of in this top 10 range, you know? And I think that's the thing about literally every player that I did in this class, like there are questions about him. You know, there's outside, even Abdul Carter, like the injury history is a question mark. Ashton Jeanty, the workload, small school competition, like there's questions about, there's nobody that's like Joe Walt. There's nobody that's like Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nate. Those guys don't exist in this class. And it makes this process really, really challenging compared to last year.
Yeah, not to mention there's not three quarterbacks in that tier like there was last year with like Caleb,
Drake May and
Drake and obviously Jaden Daniels. If you had to bet on, last thing on big picture, then I want to lock in on some of the positions, and we'll start with edge as that's the one that I think most Commanders fans are most interested in. But if you had to pick any other player that's not in tier one, and they probably are going to be in tier two, but who knows, maybe it's a tier three guy that you think, if it goes right, this dude's a superstar, this dude's an all pro. Who's the guy whose upside you would consider, like whose ceiling is that high in this group or in this draft that's outside of tier one?
For edges, you're saying?
No, in general, any position. If you had to bet on any player in this draft to become a superstar that you couldn't put in tier one for whatever reason, who would that player be?
Yeah, I think it's Colston Loveland for me, which is probably surprising for a lot of people. He's the tight end out of Michigan. Like when I watch him, I'm just like, he gets the nuance. You know, we talk about Zach Ertz all the time. We talk about how he gets he understands how to get open. He understands leverages. He doesn't lose speed out of the cut. Like that's what Colston Loveland is to me, right? He just like, there's a couple clips of him running choices and angle routes and big sails and deep ends and crossing the field. And I'm like, this is an NFL tight end. Like that's an NFL skill set in a way that to me, like, you know, obviously Brock Bowers is a unicorn special talent, but in terms of just route running, like Colston Loveland's a better route runner. Now, Brock Bowers does other stuff well, like the way he tracks the football, the yards after contact. Like he's a special generational, like really truly generational guy. But in terms of just route running, I'd say Colston Loveland's probably more efficient at it, right? So I think if he gets to the right system, if he gets to the right coach, like he's got a great opportunity to kind of be in that pantheon of like the kind of top 10, top five tight end in the NFL, and then continue to grow and develop. But again, it needs to be the right fit. Like if he goes to Indianapolis for whatever reason, like I think he's going to struggle because obviously the quarterback situation there is difficult. And when you have a quarterback situation that's not effective, like it's going to negatively affect you. But if he went to Denver, for example, with Bo Nix and Sean Payton, a guy who understands how to use that skill set, I think he could be, you know, kind of the leading receiver for the rookie class. So I just think he's special in a way that I'm excited to watch translate to the NFL level.
All right. Again, this full big board will be up on the Commanders website here in the next couple of days. But let's dive into it further on some of the Commanders' positions of need here on Take Command.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't.
Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.